Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm Elizabeth Sadhu, and I'm delighted to be here with you today. So I'll just jump right in with the tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me and within you and within all of us. It is everywhere and it's all around us, always, always, always. And we just have it. We're hooked up, you know. You don't always think you are, but you are. I think it's kind of a trust thing, a faith thing. And then you'll have little knowingness times and you'll get little confirmations. So it's kind of like, as my guides had me do one time, they said, jump off the cliff and we'll catch you. And they showed me one of those, like if you're jumping out of a burning building and all the fire helpers are down below with the big, whatever it is, some kind of round thing with a sheet. That's not a sheet, of course, but something sturdy to catch you. And that's what my guides showed me when there was this one very specific time. So I think the knowingness is kind of like that. It's like a trusting of that you're on your path, you know. What I'm finding for myself is that I have a really hard time lately, or I feel extremely reluctant, let's put it that way, planning ahead. Now, granted, I do know, you know, some things, like this coming weekend, we're going to go up and visit some friends, stay with a really good friend, jump on the ferry up in Bellingham and dance on the ferry, which is going to be super fun. So looking forward to that. You know, we plan that. Where the weekend after that, we're going to a whole weekend of dancing, and that's going to be super fun. That's an every they call it the odd year, the odd camp in the odd years. So they have it every other year, and that's super fun. A lot of friends. There's a pool. You know, summertime camping, really great time. So anyway, that kind of stuff I'm finding I can plan for the most part, but what I'm noticing is that if my husband says, do you want to go hiking tomorrow? I'm not really sure. Often it's a big yes, but sometimes it's like, I don't know. How am I going to feel? You know, is that going to feel right on that day? Fortunately, he's pretty flowing with it and doesn't seem to mind too much if I'm like, can I see how I feel on that day? And, you know, sometimes I get a confirmation of that, you know, kind of not being sure when something else pops up and, oh, yeah, I can see why I wasn't supposed to do that. Or maybe I'm just feeling extra tired and I'm supposed to have a quiet day at home or something. Anyway, flowing with the go, as my guides like to say. Thank you very much. They're shaking their pom-poms and saying, yes, flow with the go, flow with the go. So again, of course, I'm always like, oh, what I'm going to talk about this week? And one of the things that popped up was we just went to the Oregon Country Fair this last weekend, and my husband worked out there for 25 years and is now an elder. He calls it the hippie retirement plan. And what they created, this was his eighth year of being an elder, and I get to go out as his companion. What happens is he doesn't have to work anymore. And so we get to go out and just spend the whole weekend, you know, camping and stuff out at the Oregon Country Fair, which is really a lot of fun. And it's taken me a few years, 25 or really more like almost 50 years. My parents were involved in the starting of it. So I was 10 years old and I basically felt forced, you know, as a kind of a freaked out little kid to go to this crazy event. And so anyway, I did that for a couple of years and it was well, anyway, whatever. It was just not my thing, you could say. I became kind of a, I'm a liberal, but I'm a fairly straight person, you could say. I like my order. I like my things about me, et cetera, et cetera. So when Jim and I first started dating 25 years ago, I had to go slow, and like go for a few hours the first time. And I think after a few years, I finally did spend a night out there. But I had to, partly I've been thinking about this recently. Partly I had to figure out what were things that I was putting on myself, like shoulds. You should do this, you should do that. Well, Jim loves the country fair, so I should like it, kind of thing. Or I should want to go out there and be with him, blah, blah. Well, anyway, just over the years, I've kind of figured out what works for me out there. And a couple of years ago, I even took a year off. Like I just took a total break and didn't go at all. And I think that was really, really great for me to do that. I mean, I know it was. And partly, I was telling Jim this time, because last year I had a fabulous time, and this year I think it was my best fair ever. So partly there's this element of jumping into it. I have my couple little costume-y type things. I'm not a big costume person, but I have these really sweet velvet dresses that are real full and twirly, that are kind of, I guess you could call them a little bit tie-dye-ish looking. And I like how I feel in them. And I like how they look on me. And then last year I added a big black petticoat, so that makes them real poofy. And then I always have my hair done out there in some kind of, French braid style to keep it out of my face. And anyway, so I kind of have my little style of costuming that's fun. I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear. I always know what I'm going to wear, so that's pretty fun. There's some pretty outrageous costumes out there. Definitely amazing. Most amazing people watching you'll ever see. So I think just really allowing myself to be okay with, oh, I can take a break if I want to. I don't actually have to go every year. So that kind of relieves some pressure. I think the reason I'm kind of thinking about this whole aspect of figuring out what I want is I have put a lot of shoulds on myself over my life. And well, of course, they come from the outside also, but I'm, it's kind of like, who needs the outside? I'm so hard on myself. It's getting better. And anyway, one of the other things that had come up in the last couple of years is I always, Jim really loves to backpack, and I always felt like I love to hike. And I always thought, well, I have to be a backpacker. I have to love backpacking, and well, how's that? Of course, I have to love backpacking. But every time I would go or I'd think about going, I would just almost get a panic attack. And I'd be out there and I could see the beauty of it and stuff. I mean, God, the mountains, and I love the hiking. And it's not the carrying of the backpack, really. I don't really mind that. It's the whole thing of what should I take? What if I don't have something? What about the food? How can we cook? Blah, 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 blah. And I can't even begin to completely explain it, I mean, to myself necessarily. I know the feeling of it, so it makes it very difficult to explain it to other people. And fortunately, Jim is just so fabulous. He just flows with it. And he's like, if you don't want to backpack, you don't have to backpack. And so I've basically like, I'm not going to backpack. And so, if at some point in my life I actually feel this yearning and desire to go backpacking, well, of course I can. It's always there as an option for me. But what a relief. So anyway, very interesting kind of watching my process with all this, and just cool. Anyway, the Oregon Country Fair, one of the things about it that I actually really love is it does feel like a very loving situation in many ways. Now, granted, the cynical part of me is kind of like, well, yeah, as long as you're out there, I found that, people are kind of friendlier to you when they know you've been coming for years. You're kind of like an insider, blah, blah. And I didn't actually think about this as much this time until I noticed. I mean, I hadn't thought about it so much until this time when we have some really sweet women friends couple who had a very for their very first time had a booth out there, and they had a very interesting kind of mixed experience. They're little more serious. They don't do costuming. They actually didn't even spend the night out there. They need to have a lot of quiet time and a lot of space. So they didn't kind of throw themselves into the festivities, you might say. And so for them, it was not, it's not really their tribe, you could, what we talk about. It's kind of our tribe just because it's kind of like a little bit, it's not anything goes so much, but almost. There's just an acceptance of outrageousness, you know. You pretty much can never be too outrageous out there. Not that we're so outrageous, but I guess if you put us up alongside, you know, somebody who's fairly living a fairly straight lifestyle, then I guess we might appear outrageous. I mean, one of the things I love about being out there is we have, you know, our tent is our car camping tent, but it's not huge, and the blow up bed takes up the whole tent. I love it that I can just pull my clothes. I stand out there in our, you know, we're in elder camp, so there's camping all around us. Well, I don't feel shy at all about standing there and just taking all my clothes off and putting my clothes on out, you know, basically out in nature, but with other campers all around there. I wouldn't have cared if somebody walked by, which is intriguing to me because I find myself being slightly modest in other arenas, and so I like that. There's a that you can go out there. There's a big sauna slash shower area, and I just love it. There's like shower upon shower upon shower upon shower. It's this huge open area with all these shower nozzles, and everybody's just all shapes and sizes and whatever, you know, men and women all taking showers together. And you can rent, you know, a private shower area if you want to, but I don't know why. I just find it so fun to have everybody take a shower together. You each have your shower nozzle. People are washing their hair, or some people have their body paint all over them, so they're washing their body paint off. Anyway, I don't know why that gives me just kind of a little fun giggle. And so look at that. We're like down to a little bit more than a minute left after, and I didn't even really say very much. But I guess the takeaways for me are this being in an atmosphere of just really fun and joy. That's what it was about. It was about being joyful and just really connecting. We see a lot of people out there who we don't see that often, maybe just once a year. And that was super fun. It was fun to dress up. There's a lot of music. There's just a fun energy out there that was very enjoyable. The other takeaway, just thinking about kind of stopping the shoulds on myself. You know, I had a thing about I should be really into riding my bicycle because my husband's a cyclist. Well, you know what? I stopped doing that. I stopped shoulding on myself for that one, and that just feels lovely. Now I'm like really enjoying riding my bicycle, how I ride my bicycle. And you know, I've done the 100-mile days, but I don't need to do that anymore. I don't want to do that. So anyway, just really knowing what I like and that it's okay to speak up for yourself and say, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't have to do that. I don't have to backpack or whatever it is. Anyway, life is good. Life is really good. Just always working to simplify and looking for the fun things in life, and we have them. I mean, I am so blessed in my husband. So anyway, it looks like we're about out of time. Many, many blessings to you all, and thank you so much for sharing with me here your energy and your love. And I love you.